Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout, and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weights. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
Well, hog futures seem staged to open moderately lower today, pressured by follow-through selling and lackluster fundamentals. The cattle complex should begin with mixed prices scattered by residual selling and early week short covering. As the second quarter begins in earnest, cattle bulls are naturally on the hunt for traditional strength in supply and demand fundamentals. These positive elements have certainly been slow in developing. Needless to say, early week activity should be limited to the distribution of new show lists. We expect the early week offering to be somewhat larger than last week. Now on Friday, the hog futures closed sharply lower, with May through December losing triple digits. On the other hand, live cattle contracts settled on a mixed basis thanks to pre-weekend short covering. In general, trade volume totals for the week look quite small, suggesting that feedlots will carry over unsold numbers in the next week. That, according to the closing report, the Iowa hog base is 79 cents lower compared with the prior day settlement. Corn futures were 2.5 cents higher in the May, up 1 cent in the December. Cattle futures live cattle were mostly 22 to 67 cents higher. The feeder cattle were mixed up 67 to down 87. Hogs settled 45 to $1.45 lower. As should be, Kansas City received attention last night, not only as world champions as professional baseball got underway again, but also as its winter wheat contracts traded higher ahead of today's initial weekly crop condition and progress reports. Soybeans were also higher following through from last week's bullish close. While corn struggled, outside markets were mixed, with gold and crude oil lower, while the U.S. dollar index and the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were also lower. On the close, the corn closed up to 2.5 cents in the May and a penny in the December. Soybeans were 7.5 cents up in the May and up 7.5 cents in the November. Wheat was up 2.5 cents in the May and up 1.5 cent in Chicago. In the May, Kansas City, and down 0.25 cent, 0.5 cent, that is, in the May, Minneapolis. The June U.S. dollar, well, the index is up about 9 cents to 94.67. April gold's down $14, while May silver's down 43 cents. May copper is down about 20 cents. We'll check all the futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the live cattle futures, April live cattle up 5 at 132.97. June was up 45, 123.57. The April feeder cattle down 87, 156.20. And May was down 55 at 154.70. April hogs down 55 at 67.80. And the May down 172.75.50. Kansas City wheat, May was up 1.25 cents, 479.25. And July was up 2 cents at 490.5. Chicago wheat, May was up 2 cents, 477.75. July was up 1.75 at 484.75. May corn unchanged at 354. July unchanged at 357.75. May soybeans up 2.5 cents at 920.75. July was up 2.5 at 928.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.